This is Mini Mindset, the show that takes a brief look at the psychology and emotion of finance and business. I'm your host, Adam Cox, and joining me today, we have Jonathan Watts-Lay, Director of Wealth at Work. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Adam.
Hi. So obviously, it's very, very strange times indeed, with obviously breaking news fairly recently about the ongoing financial support that's being extended. But how would you say the workplace generally across the UK have been impacted by the coronavirus? And how is this actually affecting the employees?
Yeah, I think it clearly depends on the job that they do and indeed the firm that they're in. So we've seen unemployment going up. We know that people are likely to face job losses in the coming months as well, just because of the ongoing pandemic. We also know that people are suffering reduced hours, so again, having a big impact on household incomes. It's probably not a great picture out there. Having said that, there are some people in certain jobs that are still keeping their salary and indeed maybe working from home where ordinarily they would be commuting into work. So they could actually be saving money on train fares and cappuccinos on the way into work and all that sort of thing. So I think you've got a story really of in certain jobs for certain people, actually financially, they're not really being hit at all, whereas others clearly are being hit quite dramatically.
And for those individuals that are affected negatively in terms of their income, perhaps individually or for their whole household, what kind of things could they be doing to cope and mitigate that reduced income?
Yeah, so I think the first thing to do is to look at their expenditure. So there's certain things that people should be doing. In fact, they should be doing them in normal times anyway, but we know a lot of people don't, which is where you've got things like your gas supplier or your electricity supplier, then do you have the best deal? You should shop around, go to some of the comparison sites and just check out actually what sort of deal you've got, because that could save you money straight away. Same with things like car insurance. So if your car insurance is up for renewal, the chances are you will get a much better deal if you shop around. So don't just automatically renew with your current supplier. So you may find you can save money there. Have a look at your direct debits. Have a look at your current account and see who you're paying money to. Often we find that people have subscriptions to music download companies and the like, and often they're not using them, or they might actually have multiple subscriptions to them. So again, have a good look through and cancel any that you don't need or you don't use. And then in addition to that, there's the ongoing help, which we've heard about in the last few hours in terms of people being able to apply to defer loan repayments, whether that's personal loans, car loans, or indeed mortgages. So whilst that shouldn't be an immediate thing that people do, because of course, ultimately, they still need to pay that money back, for those that are really struggling, that sort of loan deferment could be very helpful.
And it's a strange time, isn't it, for those people that were considering or thinking about retirement. My father is 65 years old. He was planning on retiring this year anyway, but because he was put on furlough and that there's a possible redundancy, he's kind of just kind of waiting in the wings to kind of see what happens. Is there a lot of uncertainty for those people that are getting close to or on the verge of retirement?
Yeah, I think it falls into three groupings, really. You've got those people that are, let's say, in their late 50s or early 60s. They're now facing redundancy, but they know it may be quite difficult to get another job, certainly perhaps on the salary that they've been earning. Therefore, the question comes up, well, should they retire? And that may be the right option for them. But of course, if they're in a defined contribution pension scheme, the value of that scheme may have fallen now because the stock market's been falling. So they're facing this double whammy almost of they could actually have less in their pension pot, but actually because they're retiring earlier than they anticipated, then that money's got to last a lot longer. So you've got that sort of first grouping, if you like, of almost forced retirement. You've then got a second grouping, which are the people that are still in work, but they're suffering from reduced household income. But again, if in their late 50s, then they can still access their pension. And so they may be doing that to supplement their income, which is fine. But of course, any money that they take from their pension whilst they're still working means that there'll be less money when ultimately they do retire. So that needs some real careful thinking through. And then the third group, of course, are those people that were planning to retire, but actually perhaps because their pension pot is now worth less, they're deciding they are actually going to have to work longer to try and rebuild that pension pot. So actually they're going to work longer than they originally wanted to.
And I guess the variable of redundancy is a key thing that would determine if people stay or kind of leave earlier. If someone has been made redundant and has received, let's say, a redundancy amount as part of that redundancy, how could they best utilize those funds to cope if they then can't get further employment going forward and they choose to retire?
Yeah, so I think this is one of the important things, particularly for people that are thinking that retirement might be the right option, because with that redundancy pay, that could actually form part of their retirement plan, in the sense that it may get, let's say they've still got a mortgage, or maybe they've got some other debt that needs paying off, where they can pay off that debt with that redundancy payment. So if you like, they've got a clear base from which then to start drawing an income. And then sometimes for those people, things aren't quite as bad as maybe they think they will be, because people often try and compare what they're going to get in retirement compared to what they got into work. But people often don't realize that actually they need less money in retirement. So for example, if they've paid off all their debt, perhaps through a redundancy payment, then they're not going to be paying the mortgage anymore. So that's money they save every month. Because they're not in work, they're not going to be making their pension contributions every month. So that's more money saved. There's no national insurance that has to be paid on retirement income. So again, that's money that's saved. So sometimes it's not as bad as people think, but of course they do need to work through all these figures, and they do need to look at other savings they've got as well, because it might be that things like ISAs, for example, is another way to supplement income during retirement. So in essence, they need to get all that information together. They need to understand what they've got. They also need to get a state pension forecast as well, because even though they might not be at state pension age yet, it's quite important to get the forecast, because actually then what they might do is come up with a plan where they're spending a bit more of their own private pension money in the early years, but knowing that can reduce when they get to state pension age and the state pension kicks in.
Makes sense. And I guess given that there is so many different variables and kind of uncertainty at the moment, it's good to kind of get external support or help. What kind of support is out there for those people that just don't really know what to do or how to do it?
Yeah, so I think there's a combination of things. So the first thing is, if you are still in work, then go and talk to your employer, because a lot of employers will offer some sort of support, whether that's financial education in the workplace, or maybe they have an arrangement with a financial advisor that would be able to help the individual. So I would say the workplace is probably the best place to start. They can also look at some of the government resources that are out there. So there's a service called the Money Advice Service. So anybody can go and look at that, and that they've got a lot of tools that can help you with doing the monthly budget, for example. And then there's government supported sites for those coming up to retirement as well. So things like PensionWise. So again, people could go to that site, or indeed they offer a free guidance service, so you can call them. And they help you talk through your options if you're thinking about retirement. And I think the third one that I would recommend is having a look at the Financial Conduct Authority site, so the FCA site. And that's really for two reasons. The first one is that if you're looking to go and get advice, you should always check with the FCA that the advisor you're going to use is registered with them. So do it for that reason. But also the FCA gives information on things like scams. So we know that not only do people get scammed out of their pension money, but they also get scammed out of redundancy payments as well. So again, it's worth having a look at that, just so you're going in with your eyes wide open.
Absolutely. And tell us what Wealth at Work are doing, you know, to help either companies or individuals in this kind of uncertain time.
Yeah, so we're working with a lot of organisations, both in the private and public sector. And really, we go in to help employees to understand their finances better. So that could be simply how to manage the monthly budget, how to manage debt. It may also be talking about some of the benefits that their employer offers. So things like the pension scheme and should people be paying in more, getting them to understand the tax advantages of doing so. But it could also be around redundancy. So if some employees are facing redundancy, then often we will work with the employer to make sure they understand the redundancy payment they're going to get, what the taxation is, and then again, thinking through what some of the things that they need to think about when they get that payment, because that payment may need to last a good number of months before they get another job. And the other big piece that we do is all around retirement. So people that are thinking about retirement, wanting to understand what their options are, how to retire most tax efficiently, for example, then we will work through employees some of those options to try and help them come to a good decision.
Fantastic. Jonathan, thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Great. Thanks, Adam.
And to you at home, thanks for joining me on MIDI Mindset in association with Share Radio. Join me again soon for more.